So the other biomarker I know you're going to bring up is IGVH.
Yes.
So now that you brought out the 17p P53 bucket that goes one way, which is obviously a minority of the patients, you have everybody else. Let's talk about the other biomarkers that you consider, beginning with IGVH, and particularly what it is and why is it that it seems, particularly in, when it's mutated, not only to have a good prognosis, but to have, you know, some cures with chemoimmunotherapy, particularly FCR.
Right. So that's a great question. The IGVH refers to the degree of somatic hypermutation present in the immunoglobulin gene within the CLL. And it was observed almost 20 years ago now that there's an approximate cutoff around 2 to 3% mutation. We use 2% clinically, but it's actually a continuum that is associated with very different survival. And this is largely independent of therapy, that even in that era before very effective therapies, patients with the more highly mutated immunoglobulin genes had survivals that were in the multiple decades. The median wasn't reached at 25 years, whereas those with less mutated immunoglobulin genes have steadily progressive disease, much more treatment resistance, and survivals on the order of 7 or 8 years. Now, as you note, the reason this is a very important biomarker is that we now understand that the mutated IGVH patients with more than 2% mutation actually have very excellent responses to chemoimmunotherapy, in particular FCR, where 55% are in remission 12 years later, and many are MRD negative and probably cured. Why they're cured by chemoimmunotherapy compared to the unmutated is not entirely clear, although I think it's becoming increasingly evident that in CLL, genomic instability is a major predictor of poor outcome. For example, complex karyotype. This has been measured also by SNP arrays. And we know that that's associated with poor outcomes with chemotherapy as well as with ibrutinib, in fact. And that type of genomic instability is much more common in the unmutated patients. So they acquire more genetic abnormalities. The other issue, too, is that from the standpoint of the immune system, the unmutated CLLs have much more active signaling through the B-cell receptor, which is probably due to necrotic debris, apoptotic cellular debris throughout the body that's constantly stimulating the cells, and this may drive their ongoing survival, proliferation, and acquisition of genetic abnormalities. The mutated ones, in contrast, are anergic, and so they are much more passive. They're not dividing and proliferating in the same way.